Taika Waititi is best known for directing the Marvel blockbuster Thor Ragnarok. But what got him that job were smaller movies. Smaller movies that might best be described as quirky. Critic Bob Mondello says that description also fits his latest film, Jojo Rabbit. It's about a little boy in Nazi Germany who has an imaginary friend named Adolf Hitler.
When a drum roll starts the 20th Century Fox fanfare, you'll think for about 1 second that all is normal. But as the Fox searchlights sweep the sky, what's playing is what sounds like a German drinking song sung by children. Shortly after, we see images of Nazi soldiers saluting the Führer as the Beatles sing, "Komm, gib mir deine Hand." We're in 1944 Berlin, where 10-year-old Jojo is having a rough first day of Nazi summer camp and being consoled by an imaginary friend whose toothbrush mustache and swastika uniform clearly identify him, but who sounds...
Poor Jojo. What's wrong, little man?
Not as you'd expect.
Hi, Adolf.
Want to tell me about that rabbit incident? What was all that about?
They wanted me to kill it. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
Don't worry about it.
Writer-director Taika Waititi plays the imaginary Hitler, and as he's a figment of the imagination of a nice 10-year-old, he's a nice guy.
Let me give you some really good advice. Be the rabbit. The humble bunny can outwit all of his enemies. He's brave and sneaky and strong. Be the rabbit.
Jojo!
Jojo's best real friend.
Are you all right, Jojo? Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
That is literally true, as Adolf's never actually been around. As setups go, this treatment of history's most reviled mass murder qualifies as unusual, though hardly unprecedented. Charlie Chaplin played a Hitler-like adenoid Hinkle in The Great Dictator when the real Hitler was still around. Mel Brooks mocked the Führer after World War II in The Producers. Quentin Tarantino created a revenge fantasy in Inglourious Basterds. So Waititi's not treading new ground here, just offering a new take.
What am I going to do?
No idea.
Got it!
Down the house and blame Winston Churchill.
His comic idea is much like Chaplin's, to deconstruct fascist thinking. He makes Jojo a propaganda-fed child, so innocent he's never learned to tie his shoes, then helps him puzzle out the lies. Assisting with the shoelaces and with life lessons is his mom, played by Scarlett Johansson.
Someday you meet someone special. Love is the strongest thing in the world.
I think you'll find that metal is the strongest thing in the world, followed closely by dynamite, and then muscles.
Also Sam Rockwell as Jojo's camp counselor, who's aware that the Nazi jig is up, but plans to dance it away.
Guys, this is a kid I told you about. He stole a hand grenade and blew himself up, and as a result I got demoted for negligence. Now I get to work in this office with all these wonderful kids.
And a Jewish girl hiding in the attic, played by Thomasine McKenzie.
You're not a Nazi, Jojo. You're a 10-year-old kid. Likes dressing up in a funny uniform and wants to be part of a club.
Jojo Rabbit is gently comic for a while and then surprisingly affecting at the end, so perhaps it's not fair to wish that Waititi had opted to deal more directly with the horrors of the Third Reich. We are, after all, living in a time when fascism is again a growing threat worldwide. Not what he was going for, though. He's content to sidestep the atrocities, concentrate on the indoctrination of children, and let his young hero, and by proxy the audience, learn life lessons that are tied up with a neat little bow. I'm Bob Mondello.
Come to me. Do this within.